Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The government is stepping up security in Washington earlier than planned ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the move comes as the FBI is warning about the possibility of further violence in the nation's capital and in state capitals in coming days.
The Department of Homeland Security announced that what the government calls a national special security event will now begin this coming Wednesday, a full week ahead of Biden's inauguration. It had been planned to start a day ahead of the inauguration. In a statement, the department said it was in light of the events of the past week and the evolving security landscape. Five people died, including a U.S. Capitol police officer, when a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol last Wednesday. The FBI is warning of armed insurgents holding actions in Washington and in all 50 state capitals in the coming days. The National Guard says some 10,000 troops will be deploying in Washington. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden says he has spoken with Senate leaders about carving out time to approve his key cabinet nominations should the Senate proceed to an unprecedented second impeachment trial against President Trump. The House is preparing to vote on the articles of impeachment this week, the latest effort prompted by last week's violent insurrection at the Capitol. However, Trump leaves office January 20th, and the Senate likely won't convene until next week, raising concerns among congressional Democrats the impeachment trial could be overshadowed, or could overshadow, rather, the start of Biden's term. Biden downplayed such concerns today, though, saying the Senate could do both. The NFL stadium that's home to the Arizona Cardinals is now being used as a 24-hour-a-day drive-through vaccination site. Comes as COVID-19 spreads out of control in Arizona. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Catherine Davis-Young has more.
Arizona currently has one of the highest rates of coronavirus infection in the nation, and the state ranks below most others in terms of the number of shots administered per capita. The state wants to accelerate its vaccination efforts by opening up eligibility to teachers, law enforcement, and anyone over 75. Arizona's top health official, Dr. Kara Crist, hopes the launch of a massive 24-hour vaccine site at State Farm Stadium will aid in the process.
So far, over 10,000 people have successfully registered, and they've registered throughout the end of the month. So it's been a very good response.
She says the site will eventually have the capacity to vaccinate 6,000 people per day. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Davis-Young in Phoenix.
Shares in some large social media companies took a hit today amid the ongoing controversy over decisions to cut off President Trump's account on a number of platforms. Decision follows the siege of the U.S. Capitol, where five people died. Twitter Friday shut down Trump's account. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 89 points. This is NPR. President-elect Joe Biden has received his second dose of the coronavirus vaccine 3 weeks after the initial shot. He received the vaccination today at a hospital near his home in Delaware. Elected officials and influential public health figures have been getting vaccinated publicly, in part to show it is safe as the coronavirus pandemic worsens. More than 375,000 people have now died from COVID in the U.S. Thousands of additional deaths are being reported in the U.S. every day. Mississippi has a new state flag. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the new design replaces the old state flag retired last year because it contained Confederate imagery.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill officially adopting the new state flag, which features a white magnolia blossom, the state flower, and the motto, "In God We Trust." Mississippi voters overwhelmingly approved the new design in November. Last summer, amid a wave of racial justice protest and under mounting pressure, the state legislature voted to retire the old design, which featured the Confederate battle flag. The population of Mississippi is 38% black, and the old flag had long been a subject of debate. During a bill signing ceremony, Governor Reeves called the old flag a roadblock to unity. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Students in the nation's third largest school system began returning to class today as doors open to thousands of pre-kindergarten and some special education students. Partial return to classroom instruction comes after the Chicago district went remote last March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Students in grades K through 8 with the option of returning February 1st or continuing with online learning. This is NPR.